So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come on, here is the best Foo Fighters song of all time. No, no, yes, close. No, yes, no.
I mean,
no, yes.
If you say so, Craig.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, you could, if you disagree.
No, it's okay.
It seemed like you disagreed.
I don't disagree enough to fight with you over it.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. You're still not playing it, but all good. All right, so let's go to, how do I introduce Connor Hughes these days? SNY? Is he still SNY?
Well, yes, he is.
As long as he's not wearing a jacket today, I'm good with that. Oh, boy, there he is, wearing a jacket.
Oh, no. I had to pre-record like five John Harbaugh things, a couple Dante Moore things. I'm still in the TV garb for
right
now.
It's all good. All right, so Connor Hughes, our main man. And does a great job. I know most of you know more for the Jets than Giants, but obviously covers the Giants as well. And you put out a report about an hour or so ago, Con, that says the Giants are trying to get this done today. Obviously, yeah. Atlanta might be a little wrinkle in that plan, but an hour or so has passed since you put that out. What can you tell us about how today went first and then where we are with John Harbaugh? And is he even still in New Jersey at this point?
Yes, my understanding is, and they're trying everything that they can to get this done today. That's it. I mean, they're willing to give John just about everything that he wants. The financials, it's going to be expensive to bring Harbaugh in as a coach. I know Ian O'Connor was talking about it, close to $20 million. I've heard the exact same thing, but it's not just the budget for Harbaugh. It's also the budget for his coaching staff, which is going to be robust. The Giants have no problem paying that as well. He's going to have a say in personnel. It's going to be a working relationship with Joe Shane, but I believe that all people have an understanding that the moment Harbaugh steps in the building, he has the tie-breaking vote. And the Giants are trying everything they can that once he's in the building, he's not going to leave the building. But there's a lot of mutual respect there, Craigie, between Matt Ryan and John Harbaugh. So there is a chance that he leaves to go talk to the Falcons because, you know, he wants to go see what Matt has to say. But
sure.
I'd say Giants are trying to make that not happen.
Yeah, look, I think, and I was saying this to Big Mac as we started the show, my fear for Giants fans was never the presentation. There was no doubt in my mind that the New York Giants were going to give a first-class, A-plus presentation to try to get him to agree to become the Giants coach. That's one. And I'm sure they did. Number two, money to me was never going to be a factor in not signing him. If it's $20 million a year, the Andy Reid deal, if it's the Sean Payton deal, which is $18 million a year, I didn't think that was going to be a detriment. And I didn't think the $10 million, if that is the number for the coaching staff, I thought those were the three boxes that were easily checked off for the Giants. The question was, a lot of people seem very high on the Titans' opportunity because of Cam Ward and $100 million in cap space and a good GM. And a brand new stadium. A lot of people thought the Atlanta Falcons job might be interesting, A, because of the Matt Ryan connection, and because outside of quarterback, you could make an argument they have a better current roster than the New York Giants do. But I was never afraid that the Giants were not going to give an A-plus presentation. What have you heard about the presentation and how John Harbaugh and his agent, Harlan, I forget his first name, I apologize, have reacted to what they saw today, and how much longer do you know is John Harbaugh staying in New Jersey before he might take a flight to Atlanta?
I think we're going to, well, the how long he's going to stay in Jersey, that's the to be determined. If the Giants can get this done, they hope that he never leaves Jersey. But it really just comes down to if Harbaugh wants to visit the Falcons. That's really what this is. And I know you mentioned the Titans. The Titans make a lot of sense from a cap space perspective, but everybody I talk to, Craig, just keeps saying Giants, Falcons, distant third is the Titans. That's what everybody keeps saying to me. And like, I could be wrong. Like, again, I'm not talking to John Harbaugh. I'm not talking to John Harbaugh's agent. I'm talking to a bunch of other people within the NFL who have ties and their feelers out to this entire situation, then obviously people within the Giants. And it's the Falcons that I keep hearing are the number one competitor to the Giants going into these interviews. Now, say he does go visit the Falcons and he decides to give the Titans an interview. That's where everything can be put back on the table for somebody to gain an edge or get the inside track and then take it the rest of the way. But that's everything I've heard. Now, as far as the presentation, there's nothing the Giants can't offer that he'd love. About the only thing you could say is, well, maybe it's that, is just that if he doesn't like Joe Shane, or that he believes that he wants his own general manager in there, or if he goes in and says, yeah, I know Joe's really nice, he put this list together, but I want my own guy, and the Giants say, look, we're not willing to do that. But from everything that I've heard, Joe Shane is not a detriment. Joe Shane is not somebody that's turning people off to this position, and it's not going to be a reason why Harbaugh doesn't take it. Jackson Dart, who I've heard has already met with John Harbaugh as well, so Dart and Harbaugh have met.
Oh, they have.
Yeah,
that was going to be a big question for me.
I'm sorry, today they met, or they met prior to?
Literally finding this out as we speak. Okay. But from my understanding, they've spoken now. Following up on that, like when I heard the information, then got it confirmed. Dart has been around the facility a ton, so anytime other coaching candidates have been in the building, he's also met with them. But I can't confirm he has met with John Harbaugh. So I don't think there's anything that's a turnoff whatsoever to him not taking this position. In fact, I was joking with somebody before. It was like, why would he take the Falcons job? Why would he take the Titans job over the Giants job? I can't give you that reason. Like, I don't know. Like, I legitimately, Craig, guys, I don't know why he would take it, because the Giants seem to have everything that he would want.
Well, the only reason...
Their presentation has been A+, man. They got franchise legends calling them.
The only reason at all you don't take the Giant job amongst those three is if you decide you don't want what comes with being in New York. And as we've learned more with players and coaches, you know, New York or New Jersey is not for everybody. But I don't think there's a big argument to be made that the Giants' job currently of those three is not obviously the best job. Like, a lot of people will tell you, and Giant fans in my life keep reminding me of this, that Giant fans truly feel that if you have a legitimate competent...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And coach at his level, that the Giants are a 9, 10, maybe 11-win team next year. So that also belies the fact of why the Giants kept Joe Shane, because they think there's talent in the building, and they just need the right guy to lead that talent. But Tennessee... versus New York, I don't think that's a competition. And Atlanta with no quarterback, I can't see how that's a competition. But Big Mac's the Giant fan, so let him go.
No, well, I mean, I just think if New York was the problem, I don't know if we'd be this far down the road. Like, that's the only thing where if New York was his issue, I don't think he'd be here. New York wouldn't be on the list. The reason for Atlanta, though, my one question is Matt Ryan. Like, what's the relationship there? He also just got hired to run the franchise. Like, does he immediately give up any sort of tiebreaker with a coach that he wants to bring in? Like, and do the Giants, or is the speculation just that it's a respect thing? Or is that relationship in the Atlanta Falcons like a legitimate still threat here?
No, from my understanding, there's a lot of mutual respect between Matt Ryan and John Harbaugh. There is a lot of respect between those two guys, and that's a big reason why. It's Matt Ryan, as crazy as it sounds, like, he is a drawing point towards Atlanta. Like, that is, and I know some people are like, oh, he's in the media, does he actually know? Like, all that. From my understanding, like, Matt Ryan's a good a beacon there in a way. Now, is it one that's going to steer him away from New York? Look, the Giants have contracts they can maneuver to create a ton of cap space. They've got another significant draft pick. They already have the quarterback. They have the defensive line. Like, they do need pieces. You need more playmakers. You need more long-term, not Band-Aid fixes on the offensive line. But, I don't – at this point, honestly, especially with everything that the Giants have done to make this happen, whether it's Chris Mara, as Ian reported, going down there for lunch and visiting Harbaugh at his house, John Mara making the calls that he has, Steve Tisch, believe it or not, is among the loudest voices in trying to get this done. He has been slamming the table to get Harbaugh as this team's head coach, believing he can provide Tom Coughlin-like stability to this organization, having Brian Daboll make a call, having Eli Manning make a call. It's gotten to the point where if the Giants don't get Harbaugh, it's going to be pretty embarrassing. Like, yes. Everything they've done to make this happen, it'd be pretty embarrassing if it doesn't.
Would they go that far down the road with all this if they didn't have it? Like, that's what makes me think they feel very positive about this. Would they go this far down the road?
I have heard they are very confident. Yeah. I have heard that they are very confident that they're going to get this done. I have heard, but again, that's from their side of things. Sure. Like, it's not, I don't know John. I've never met him before. Like, right. So I can't tell you what John's saying, but I know the Giants are pretty confident in this. And the one thing that I did hear, at least a few days ago, so this wasn't like today, but talking from somebody over there about it, and it was just the alternative, like the plan B, they do like the other options if this falls flat. And the one I would keep an eye, again, I would be very surprised at this point if Harbaugh isn't the Giants coach, considering everything we've learned. But Kevin Stefanski is the one I've heard is the plan B, and even if that's not a terrible plan B. In fact, if Loop makes that field goal, guys, odds are Stefanski's already this team's head coach. So it's just,
although it was interesting that Steve Viscotti, the owner of the Ravens, was asked that question. Yeah. If Loop makes that field goal and you advance to the first round of the playoffs, what would you have done with John Harbaugh? Or how long would he still be coaching? And Viscotti said, only for another week.
Yeah, he said,
like, he had already made up his mind.
You can't do that to the kid, though. Like, could you imagine if he said, like, Luke's a rookie. Like, if he's like, oh, yeah, we keep him. Oh, you would kill the kid. Yeah. Like, God, it'd be awful. Like, he can't. He's got to know not to say
if Luke makes the kick, we would have extended Harbaugh. But, that's where he goes. Can you confirm a non-Harbaugh story for me that some of my my moles have told me? That Jackson Dart has told the Giants that he does not want Jameis Winston back on this team because they both went to Eli Manning to get a reservation at 4 Charles Prime Rib. And Eli Manning got one for Jameis but did not get a reservation for Jackson Dart. And Jackson said, it's me or him. One of us has to go.
I'll tell you what, Craig. When we write the book on Jackson Dart and we want to know about the aura level that he had, I think not even taking a practice snap and calling the greatest quarterback this franchise has ever seen and maybe an eventual Hall of Famer, when he says, I'll do whatever I can to help you with anything, and the only thing he wants help on is a dinner reservation, that's A+, dude. Like, that is... I heard that was like, God, that takes some Quiones, man. Yeah. That is something.
By the way, having eaten the burger there, and it's a very good burger. Here's the problem with, if I say respectfully, because it's a tough reservation to get and blah, blah, blah. It's one of the most annoying things in the world when a restaurant basically wants to put the food in your mouth with their hands.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, their burger, their claim to fame is that they take an egg yolk and they kind of, open it up over the burger for you. But they also like to shove it in your mouth. It's like, dude, I can serve myself when I'm an adult. I don't need you. You're putting the burger in my mouth. But he did not get the reservation for Jackson, and he did get it for Jameis. So I'm hearing that there's some bad vibes over there.
I can't confirm or deny that one.
Fair enough.
It makes sense, though. It checks out.
How's the golf simulating game going for you these days? Good?
Not bad, dude. I'm enjoying it, man. I am. It's obviously having one with one on the way. I don't get out on the lane. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I just got this. Connor's got a little baby at home. Right, how old's your baby? A year? About
two
maybe?
And a half. She's two and a half.
Two and a half. And he's got a baby on the way. Mm-hmm. All right. What I'm trying to figure out, because you have cracked the code, my friend. Okay. How in the world do you say to your wife, your beautiful wife who bore you a child, how do you say to her, see in a couple hours, I'll be in the garage playing golf?
Just wait for her to go to bed, man. Just gotta wait for her to go to sleep. She's incredible. I mean, really, like, the fact she lets me have it is the big one. The fact it's in the garage, that was the harder challenge. Now it's just you wait for her and the baby to go to sleep, take care of everything, get the dishes done, and then I go in there for a couple
hours. Just checking.
I just wanted to ask about Dante Moore going back to Oregon. What are the Jets going to do with quarterback? Are they committed? Like, to me, when you don't have a quarterback and you're drafting second in the draft, typically, that's where you're going to go look to find a quarterback. Where now the second best or perceived second best quarterback, and I know that changes. We have a lot happen between now and April.
Yeah.
But where are the Jets going with quarterback? Are there veteran options that you could see them tapping into? Do they find a quarterback via the draft some way? Like, what are the Jets going to do, Dante Moore going back to Oregon?
Yeah, I think, honestly, guys, what you're probably going to see, and that was a big one. I mean, that was a big blow because he was going to be the number 2 overall pick in the draft. And he was probably going to sit behind a veteran for half a year or the year, but that was the number 2 pick. And with him gone, there isn't like Ty Simpson's not worthy of a top 5 pick. The kid from Ole Miss, if he goes into the college and he gets declined that sixth year thing he's trying to do, he's not going to be the number 2 pick in the draft. So it's a complicated process. I think what you're probably going to see them do is draft the project player on day 2 and then try to bring in somebody like a Mac Jones via trade or potentially a Kyler Murray, although Murray, with the questions you have about his work ethic, his commitment, that just doesn't seem like an Aaron Glenn player. But if they get a Mac Jones and then draft one of those guys in the second round, you'll eventually see that rookie the final few games of next year. If he looks great, boom, you look like you got your guy. If he struggles at all, I think you'll see a Jimmy Clausen, Cam Newton-like thing where, yeah, they drafted a quarterback in the second round, but now they're picking top 5 again, and they go actually get their guy. Right. I was actually told
from people close to the Jets that the New York Jets, watching that game Dante Moore played against Indiana, made them second guess whether or not Dante Moore was a legitimate pick at number 2. And while, yes, they were high on him, everybody was, and he was the obvious number 2 guy, that what Indiana did to him, albeit one game, scared the Jets off a little bit. Not that they wouldn't have taken him anyway, but I think Dante Moore may have done the Jets and Jet fans a huge favor here. I'm with you. I would get a Malik Willis for a year. Mm-hmm. Even if you have to give him a 2-year deal, I have no problem with that. And then the idea would be, look, if Aaron Glenn turns it around, good for him, he stays. If the Jets are a 4-win team, like I think they're going to be next year, because there's so many holes on that roster, then I think the Jets would be more likely to pivot from Aaron Glenn after 2 years of not winning a lot of football, and then you roll the dice on Mike Tomlin like the Giants are doing on John Harbaugh. That, to me, seems like a much more likely plan than the New York Jets figuring it out this year.
Yeah, I agree. I think the thing about Dante Moore that we learned in the Indiana game is just what everyone said about him was true, which is that there's a ton of talent. He has an unbelievable head on his shoulders, really mature player. But damn, does he need reps. He needs reps and more reps and more reps and more starts. That was the book on him going into the Indiana game. That's the book on him coming out of the Indiana game. And now going back to Oregon for a year, he's going to be able to get those reps. And look, if he plays the way he expects and Oregon expects, he's going to be a top 3 pick again next year in the consideration with Arch and those guys as well. So, I don't know if it turned the Jets off to drafting him. It just solidified the fact that if the Jets were to take him second overall, he can't be the only quarterback that you grab. You have to add him and a veteran. And go into the year, honestly, Craig, very similar to the Giants last season, where Jackson Dart, same thing, although he had more starts.
Yeah.
He was viewed as incredibly raw and green, needing a full year. Have your Jameis, have your Russ, have those guys be your 1 and 2 quarterbacks to start, and only turn to the rookie when it's clear he was ready. Jackson just proved to be ready earlier than people.
And how difficult a job is this going to be for Glenn this coming year, right? You got the Giants making all this news with Harbaugh for Woody Johnson, right? He loves the back page. The Giants are the focal point of the NFL at the moment, about to hire one of the best coaches in the NFL. You got Mike Tomlin possibly sitting there waiting. That's going to be a storyline all year, coming off a miserable season with no real option at quarterback going into a year where they traded away two of their best defensive players for a defense that was awful. So they have to get a hell of a lot better to have Aaron. I mean, I know he's committed to Glenn now, but what kind of hot seat does Aaron Glenn step into next year when he starts the season?
Significant. And I, honestly, like, knowing the way that ownership thinks, the bigger can you explain this that's going to be asked to him time and time and time and time and time again is, why did the Jets not draft Jackson Dart when he was there? Why did the Jets not draft Tyler Shuck when he was there? Other than these quarterbacks that they passed on, that's going to be in the back of Woody Johnson's mind as they have to kick the can down the road again to try to find one. And it's a risk they're taking if they don't go out there and find a quarterback they're confident. Like, they can't just tank next year as well trying to get the next quarterback, because after winning three games this past year and looking like an exhibition football team the final month of the season, to then struggle similarly... Yeah, it's great to have those three first-round picks in 2027. They might have more in 2027 if they move back from the second overall pick.
Yeah.
Guess what? Like, Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn aren't going to be the ones making those selections if they don't win some games.
I think you're making the classic mistake, though, Connors. We let you go here. You're forgetting that third quarter against Jacksonville. You're forgetting about
it was actually the runs, the start of the third quarter. I haven't blocked a field goal all year.
And yeah, I heard that. I was actually a Giants that day.
Offensive linemen start. And the two best kick returners in the NFL.
Way,
these are all exciting things.
If Ty Simpson is not regarded as even a late first-round draft pick, why would you say no to $6.5 million from the University of Miami?
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah.
No, crazy. I'm with you. And how much has NIL changed things, though, dude? I was just saying that to my wife downstairs because I was telling her about the Dante Moore stuff.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like, she's like, why did he give up on the draft? I was like, he's going to go make $10 million in college. Like, and then he'll go back in the draft and make his 50.
Right.
Like,
by the way, the Oregon situation, not to get into college football too much here in the weeds, Dylan Raiola just transferred to Oregon from Nebraska.
Yeah,
he went there thinking that Dante Moore was going pro, and now he's the starting quarterback at Oregon, and maybe he'd flourish with Dan Lanning, who's a great coach at the college level. Now you've got two guys who think they're number one. I'm not sure if they're allowed to transfer again in the same portal, but if I'm Raiola and Dante Moore's coming back, he's now their starting quarterback again. I got to go somewhere else. So don't sleep on Raiola trying to get himself to Miami now that Simpson acknowledged he's going pro. So anyway, I think the whole system's broken, and I think it's stupid that you can be in the transfer portal during bowl games. That makes absolutely no sense to me at all, but always appreciate you. Congrats on the pending baby.
Yeah.
And I look forward to talking to you again.
Congrats on you guys, too. Show's awesome, man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
By the way, did you know the real name of the show? Did you hear that today or no?
No, I missed it. What was it?
So a lot of people think the name of the show is The Carton Show with Big Mac, but a caller told us what the name of the show was. Play it.
Okay, guys.
There you go. Not sure if Connor heard that.
I did. I only have you guys in my ear. I'm sorry.
Oh, he doesn't have the board.
All right. All good. Talk to you, Connor. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, Connor.
There you go. I got to tell you, as much as the candy that the unnamed producer's wife bought me was horrendous, you can always count on the bottle cap to fill the void. I'm looking at the back of it. It's got red dye 5, so that's pretty good for you.
Yeah, that's good for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to... It's from Mexico. I didn't know that. When did we start making bottle caps in Mexico? Any idea? H.O. in Mexico.
I mean, probably a long time ago.
All right, Ferrara Candy Shop USA, but it ain't USA. It's made in Mexico. Didn't know that.
Does that change your opinion of the bottle cap?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Makes me want some tequila, to be honest with you.
Tequila and bottle cap?
In any event, it's the Carton Show with Big Mac. Let's take a quickie. And then we'll get right back to your calls, 888-808-1019. And it is Wednesday, and you know what happens on Wednesdays after this.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.